Looking to expand your horizons with books and podcasts? Check out Thoughts from a Page podcast with Cindy Burnett as she interviews authors and individuals in the publishing industry about books, new and old, as well as industry trends. ThoughtsFromAPage.com features everything you need, including recommended podcast episodes to get you started on your listening literary adventure with this excellent podcast. Check it out now, available on all major podcast streaming services, including Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Link in the show notes. The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bea Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the same one was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Warning, what you will see in the movie Pieces cannot be revealed, cannot be described, cannot even be imagined, and you don't have to go to Texas for a chainsaw massacre. Pieces, it's exactly what you think it is. Pieces, absolutely no one under 17 will be admitted.
G'day everyone, this is Bea Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 27 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast out there on the internet that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. And with me, as always, is one of my co-hosts, the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Good day. I've done this intro twice. I don't know if you can do it a third time, my friend, but it's good to be here on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Indeed. We had
technology gets in the way, but we doesn't stop us from watching these terrible movies on this wonderful streaming service. Just you and me this week, Bede. No Marcy. No robot Marcy.
Indeed. Our usual co-host, Super Marcy, unfortunately couldn't make it the show today, but she will be back for the next episode. So it'll just be us today. But we have quite of a doozy of an episode today because it's my pick once again, and as usual, I always try to go out of my way to look for the most insane, crazy stuff that's out there on Tubi, stuff that even
I got
puts
that
you
trademark.
And Marcy in it.
I got that trademark. You can't say batshit crazy. That I already got that trademark from the last intro.
Okay, that is a good point. That is a good point. So,
son of a beep.
So I like to go out of my way and to kind of push you and Marcy to your limits in any of the movies that we pick. I pick for the show. And for this one, though, I decided to pick a movie that is considered a cult classic of the slasher genre. And that, of course, is the 1982 film Pieces. Now, Batch, have you ever seen Pieces?
I have seen Reese's Pieces, but I've never seen these pieces.
Indeed. And you're in quite for a trip in terms of how this film is, because I've seen this film twice, and believe me, it's definitely one of the more crazier slasher films that came out of the 80s. And of course, like most that came around at that time, there's a lot of boob, a lot of gore, but there's a lot of hilarity as well.
Hold on. Did you say boob and gore?
Yes.
Well, let's hurry up and start the movie before you know it, because that's exactly what he likes. So let's get going.
That is true. But before we do, the ground rules, as we always do for each episode. What you need to do for our listeners, go to Tubi, look up the film Pieces, and we're going to count down from five. So when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure even if you don't have a copy of this film, or if Pieces isn't streaming in your part of the world on Tubi, I'm pretty sure the episode on its own will still be a fun, entertaining listen regardless. Now, we hope, at this point, we
don't know if this show is funny at all. Like, we're so far, like, deep in the hole at this point, especially after last week's train wreck that was Zandali.
Indeed, indeed. But based on the downloads, I'm considering that a lot of people do like what we're doing. So I'm considering that.
Let us know
what you think of the show and leave us a review and rating as well on Apple Podcasts or any other place you listen to all your podcasts from. But like I was saying, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads throughout the whole movie. So whenever time an ad pops up on any of our copies, we'll shout out ad, and that way you'll pause the film. And then once we say that the ad is over, then you can unpause the film and then continue watching the film. So now, let's get right to it.
And also, when we say ad, feel free to smoke, or drink, because then the film's going to get a whole lot better. Because Lord knows, we don't edit this podcast. Other podcasts would edit that out, so it's one streamless transition into commentary. Not us.
Indeed. And because we want to give our audiences the full Tubi experience. Exactly. So I mean, if you watch a movie on Tubi, you're going to get ads. So we want to provide that for this podcast as well. So, but like Bat said, we'll do some fun stuff during the ads, including smoke. And also I might drop some trivia as well.
Don't mind if I do, sir.
Indeed. So let's get right to it. Batch, are you ready to go to pieces for pieces?
As I'll ever be, my friend.
Indeed. So I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. We're in Boston.
Boston, 1942. That's all I have for that, boys.
Indeed. I like how we're just literally going back in the time of basically World War II.
I love we got subtitles. This is going to be a good time. Is that the time on Tubi's the subtitles are as entertaining as the film?
Exactly. And now I'll tell you this, Batch. Like, even though, it's set in Boston and shot in America, Pieces is actually a Spanish horror film.
No, you don't say.
Indeed. So there are a lot of American actors in this film, but there's also some actors who are pretty obviously...
Oops. To be fair...
Indeed.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
That mother is slapping the shit out of her son for having a puzzle with a naked woman on it. And he was only one piece away from finishing, too.
Where does one find those puzzles?
I can tell you one thing. I have that puzzle.
Oh.
Because a couple years back, Grindhouse released Pieces on Blu-ray. And if you got the limited edition copy of the film, you got the puzzle along with it.
That is tremendous.
Yes, but I hear it's like actually a rare collector's item, that puzzle, so pretty much only a few people have it in the world. Okay. So but she really did not like her son. Like, I mean, how old is this kid? He's 10 and he's got nude puzzles, he's got porno mags.
Those look like more like books of Sudoku to me, but...
Indeed. And her dress looks like a window curtain. Uh-oh. Look out!
Oh, that escalated quickly. Oh.
That's what you get for messing with my puzzle, Bob! And I only have one piece left to go!
Now there's blood on the puzzle.
Indeed. Oh, the Mary Poppins.
I was going to say, this just before Mary Poppins shows up.
Exactly. Mary Poppins is going to be like, what the fuck happened here?
Mary Poppins has got some cleaning to do.
This is Mary Poppins in the dark timeline.
Yes. This is the darkest timeline for Mary Poppins.
Exactly. Hello, is anyone going to let me in? I'm not a Mormon, I promise. Wait a second. No phone.
Oh, my God.
Like that existed in 1942.
Seriously?
Like you said, Batch, this movie has escalated quickly.
Oh, my God.
He's like sawing his mum up with a saw. And he's got blood all over him, and there's blood everywhere.
I'm like, I wonder where this goes.
I gotta finish it. Now I can finally finish my puzzle before the cops come. I like how, like, even kids back in the 1940s had to wear, like, vests like that. Little sweater vests. Oh, I'll just hide in here. I'm pretty sure a lot of that blood, because the mother got hit a couple of times in the head with an axe. You don't say, cop.
That's a press a mustache on that one cop.
That dude looks like Czech Marin.
Yes. Whoa. Oh.
Hey, does someone want head?
Oh my god.
The boy's name is Timmy. Because every boy was named Timmy back in the 40s.
Timmy with the classic wasn't me defense.
Exactly. And it's very obvious that he's voiced by an adult doing a kid's voice.
It's me. Oh, no, my mama.
Well, both of these cops have got pretty impressive mustaches. I'll say one thing about Pieces. One of the things I love about this movie, and what makes this film just as amazing, is its two taglines. It's two famous taglines it has. Mm. One of them is, you don't have to go to Texas for a chainsaw massacre.
Oh my god.
And also, the other tagline, which I think is probably one of the best of all time, it's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. A piece of shit.
Oh, believe me, if you thought the opening was
pretty music insane, by Cam.
Cam. I don't know who Cam is, but their score is pretty awesome. Do Dick Randall and John Shadow. Combine them together and they'll be Dick Shadow.
Not these Steve Benigian.
And of course, it's directed by J. Picure Simon, who I believe is a Spanish director.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Not his real name.
Exactly. 40 years later. Better look around for that puzzle again.
Okay, so we already know whoever the killer is, he's old.
Exactly. Look for anyone who looks at least over the age of 40 as the possible, like, killer in this film.
I love how that's the most nondescript box for pornography.
That's it. That looks like a box my mum would actually buy just to put all of her papers and everything in. Yeah. And there's bloody shoes in them.
His mom's bloody shoes.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, though, those shoes have been in there with blood all over them for 40 years. I mean, I'm pretty sure the blood would not look like that when it's dry. It'd be a lot more coagulated and crusty. That just looks like paint.
It's all the budget could afford.
Exactly. And also, we need to make the running time longer. I'm just going to slowly take everything out of this box.
Oh, I have a run. That's going to be a running gag for this episode is anytime they do something randomly to make the runtime longer.
Exactly. And Marcy would be like, if Marcy's here, we'd be like, you'd be like, Marcy, we're only halfway through.
Yes. So he loved his mom or he hated his mom or both?
I'm going to guess he hated her. I'm not sure.
Nobody skateboards like that.
Indeed. Oops, my movie just skipped ahead. Just pause the movie for a sec, Batch. What's your running time there?
7:48.
7:48. Okay, I'll just get there now. Okay, that's 7:42, so right about 7:48. Now.
Okay.
Yeah, no woman would ever skateboard like that. Oh, I smell comic hijinks coming up.
And they're probably a murder. Hi, do a kickflip.
Uh-oh. I can't stop. Even though I could have easily moved out of the way. Bam. Nice transition there.
And the point of that was which?
I honestly do not know. And he just pulled out another box.
Oh, my mistake. This is my pornography box.
He, like, went through the wrong box. Like, oh, wait a minute. This is all my mom's bloody clothes. I got an ad, too. So, ad, everybody.
Smoke
that ad. Although, what you're going to find out is, before we quickly went straight to the ad, the girl we just saw, that was the girl who...
I was going to say, like... Her ass was hanging out of it.
Yeah, I know. And for someone who just went smash right through a glass window, she looked completely fine.
Well, was that the same girl?
That was the same girl. I thought it was a different girl, but then I looked up trivia.
I'm pretty sure that was a different girl.
I thought so too, but then I looked up on trivia, and apparently that is the same girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's weird. I honestly didn't think it was the same one because she looked so different. But I suppose when you smash right through a window, things are fine. So, well, luckily our ads are on at the same time. Whether they'll like shift at the same time, that'll be.
There we go. We're back.
My ad is not back. It's still going. So, what time is yours?
8:35.
Right. So,
or I can still see your ass when it's paused.
It's exactly. Like
it's right there. It's over down that way.
8:35, right about now.
There. Okay.
Yeah, so and there's a perv up in the tree.
With a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw.
That is a different girl. That is not the same girl.
Hold on, man. I gotta perv on you a little bit more while I'm cutting this tree.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you're just sort of sitting out in the sun with no pants on. And there's a guy with a chainsaw.
And decapitation!
And her head just went flying off. And I like when it did, like there was a literal fountain of blood just going...
Yeah.
I did though.
Who's this Laura Green looking motherfucker?
I don't know who the guy in the middle is, but I know the guy on the right. I'm trying to remember his name. He's actually been in quite a lot of movies. What was his name? Let me just find out. Christopher George. He plays Inspector Brackett, and he's been in quite a lot of films throughout his career. Like, probably the most well-known films he's been in.
Okay, I'm calling it right now. Just from what we've seen, the killer is one of these three guys.
It could be.
Only ones old enough.
They're the only sort of, like, old white men in this movie. Well, Christopher George, he'd also previously been in the films Grizzly, Day of the Animals.
Okay, that's a sound cap. We gotta clip that.
Yes.
The best thing in the world is smoking pot and having sex on a waterbed.
Remind me to put that on at the end of the episode. Look at this dude.
Look at this pervy mustache.
This dude looks like Adam West, but not. Oh.
Looking at the cities.
Don't mind me, I'm just looking at your boobs.
She's like, I like it. Hee hee. Mine are right here.
Yeah, sir, can you tell me where boobs are? Show me.
Indeed.
I don't know why my woman voice sounds exactly like a kid's voice, but I'm terrified. I might have to fix that up. I wasn't looking up porn.
I love how he just totally Kramer'd into the room right there.
Indeed. I'm just fascinated by his outfit. Just look at it. It's weird. Nicolas Cage would wear something like that.
Isn't this like Eli Roth's favorite movie?
I believe so, yeah. I think Eli Roth did say that this was one of his favorite slasher films. And as the movie goes on, it's pretty easy why that is. And I think it might have been a bit of an influence on his trailer for Grindhouse Thanksgiving as well.
Thanks, God. Yeah, I can see that so far with just what I've seen in this movie.
Mm.
We're never going to get that movie, are we?
Nope. Probably never. Well, I assume now all four suspects are now in the same room.
He's just shaking their hands like, potential killer, potential killer, potential killer.
Potential killer. Now, excuse me, sir. Now, excuse me, sir. Are you the killer? Or am I the killer? Or is any one of us the killer?
Or does, are anybody, they all? Does anyone here like puzzles?
Is your mustache glued on?
Maybe.
Yeah, that looks like a pervert mustache. It really just makes him look creepier than it should.
I'm not allowed to shave from here down.
Yeah.
So I've got to keep the whole...
Yeah, I shaved my beard down to a mow once, and I thought, it doesn't look too bad, but when you kind of cut it a little too much, then it starts...
Oh, I could totally rock a nice Winston at this point right now, but then I would have to sleep on the couch. And I'd get that.
Exactly. See, the part of mustache cutting is an art form, and you got to make sure it looks...
It's so easy to mess it up.
Yeah. You could either look like Nick Cage in Xanderly, or you look like Judge Reinhold in Xanderly. Depending on how you do your mustache. Now, by the way, shave that mustache. Professor Brown! So,
as always on this show, we've got to link this movie to the most previous movie for the Tubi Cinematic Universe. How are we going to do that so far?
Ooh, that is a good question. How do we link this back to Xanderly?
Xanderly. Oh, God, we can't.
As the movie goes on, I think we'll find a specific thing that'll tie it back to that movie. But I can't really think of anything off the top of my head right now. And I'm obviously not dubbed over.
That one guy's like, I don't know. We're just going this way.
Now, excuse me. My class, including my favorite student, Connie, from the Peanut Butter Solution, will be here soon.
See this skull? I call him Billy.
This was my last student. I didn't vote to him.
Let's see, you're fucking crazy. A little bit.
My favorite thing in movies, especially when you watch Italian horror films or Spanish horror films, if they got like a mixture of American or
Italian,
cast, is like it's obvious like which ones are the English language speakers and which ones are ones being dubbed over.
And when the American actors always dub their own voices, it's just weird.
Yeah, I know. That's always weird. I don't get that. I suppose to make it consistent, I suppose, but even then, it's weird.
Oh, shit, that's Bluto from Popeye.
It is. I did not realize this until recently that is Bluto from Popeye.
That's totally Bluto from Popeye. So he can't be the killer because that's too obvious.
Exactly. Or maybe that's what they want us to think as well. Don't mind me, I was just jerking off my saw.
Willard, I might have borrowed your saw, but I might have not have.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to be obviously creepy, but not actually be the killer. Maybe, allegedly.
Willard, you look old enough. Do you like puzzles? Maybe, maybe not.
And two students are randomly having sex in the park 5 feet away from the dean.
Yeah,
but
right.
No apparent reason.
Fucking boobs.
I might have to go play with this puzzle after watching this movie now. Because I haven't actually opened the little packaging that it came in. So, I mean, I opened the movie up.
Is it like a full-size replica of it or just like a smaller version?
I think it might, I'm not sure if it's a full-size version, or, but it might be a small one, if I had to guess. But I might have to check and find out and take a photo. Look at this nerd sweater vest, sweater. I want to do it underwater, see you at the pool. Everyone's so horny in this movie.
Well, it's what happens at college, right?
Exactly. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do at college? Like, just
smoke. This guy would not get laid in college.
Definitely
and
not.
And he's a terrible shot.
Exactly. He seems like someone who would be a complete nerd in college, but then become like a rich billionaire afterwards or something like that. Then get all the women.
Well, we know the killer hates littering.
Exactly. Listen, I will not. I don't mind going around killing so many people, but I will not stand for littering. Littering. Do I look like Cher?
A little bit. Me.
No, that teacher, Professor Brown, is not a sex symbol. He is not.
No.
I guess women back in the early 80s had very weird taste in men.
Sultry saxophone music.
I know. It sounds very sexy. Oh, it's so hot. I might go for a swim and take all my clothes off.
In front of the biggest window they have.
Oh, I hope no killer comes up behind me in the window like a Night Killer.
Melody.
In some ways, this movie could... I can tie it back to Night Killer. This movie is set in the same universe as Night Killer.
Every movie is set in the same universe as Night Killer, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
This movie's Italian Night Killer.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though Night Killer is an Italian movie.
This is the Spanish equivalent of Night Killer. I'm just going to slowly take off my boots. And I obviously cannot see that guy over there in the corner in the shadows.
And I'm going to go get my tits out in a second.
Seriously, how can she not see him? It's not like it's that dark in there.
He's right there to the right.
Exactly. And she looked over to the right before. And of course she's got her boots out.
Whee!
Midnight swimming.
He's hiding behind a freaking exercise equipment.
She can't see me behind here. The dude, that's not the killer, that's the shadow.
I was going to say, the killer's the shadow.
Well, interesting bit of trivia about when I watched this movie, like, you know, a long time back, and also most recently in prep for this show, I was like, oh, the killer looks like the shadow. And then I looked up the trivia and like, that was deliberate. They wanted the killer to look like the shadow. It's weird.
Just goes to show the killer is old as fuck. Because what kid today knows who the fuck the shadow is?
Exactly. Hey, Lee, I'm trying to save you. You are drowning. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't be choking from that. With that it's net go over her
It's not very deep.
Exactly.
She could stand up in the pool.
Exactly. This is like we Judge Reinhold's death scene in Zandali. It's like, dude, it's 4 foot of water. You can survive that. And of course he had his chainsaw on standby.
Let me get more comfortable before you kill me here. Just let me scooch up a bit. The chainsaw is his penis.
I know you wanted to give me something long and big, but that's not what I was talking about!
Nerd!
Oh, this dude's an even bigger nerd.
That guy fucks.
He probably is like the biggest hoe on campus, this nerd.
Well, he deals ecstasy, so of course.
Exactly.
This is like Bizarro College, where all the nerds get laid all the time and the jocks don't.
Exactly. This guy kind of looks like a dude who would like do a YouTube video series on video games.
Now let me tell you why I'm mad at Kevin Smith. Topical.
And I'm obviously not dubbed over. Seriously, if you sounded like the geeky guy from The Simpsons, the Pipply team from The Simpsons, it would sound more believable than the voice dubbing that was for him. And there's no way that that body could fit in that bag after being chopped up. And it's not even leaving a blood mark as well. Like the bag is stained. That
should be dripping. Like,
yeah.
What canvas is that?
It's magical.
Bullshit.
Too many logic gaps.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
It's only a movie.
Exactly.
I didn't have a strong joke. I didn't have a strong finish for that. I just had to work the joke in.
Exactly. And it was a perfect joke, and I love it. Do do do. Loving this score. Do 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 do.
To be fair, podcast coming soon from Pop 4D.
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna put all this body in the refrigerator. Not looking suspicious at all. Wonder where the fuck Popeye is.
See, you can see someone right there. Like, why did you not see him? Who's been fucking with my chainsaw? Blood? This is Chris's blood.
Wait a second.
Did I that didn't do this. Surprise, motherfucker. Goku.
It wasn't me.
Just wrecking shit.
It was obviously this guy. Woo!
There you go.
It's now become a wrestling match all of a sudden.
John Tenton was the fucking killer. Who'd have thought it? Oh, there we go. Colonel Adama's got him.
Everything. I don't know the actor's name. I'll just keep calling him Bluto. That's all I know him as from my life. Like, I mean, what he's doing with his eye at the moment, because he's squinting a lot with his, like, I think his right eye is what my eye is like right now. Because I've got a sty in my eye at the moment, and my eye's a bit swollen, so my eye pretty much looks like that. You don't say.
Hey, you bring it over here.
Teacher comes rolling in.
I don't want to wait on the coroner's opinion. She's fucking dead, Jim.
I was going to say, this teacher walks in, sees all these body parts, and he doesn't react to it at all. Very suspicious.
Don't touch. What?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Maybe he touched it deliberately, so if his prints were already on it in front of all the cops.
He's all like, this is a chainsaw. No shit. Oh, thanks. You can get the fuck out of here now. Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Ruined our crime scene, but yeah, you can go.
Okay, guys.
I like how they just wheel out one body piece of the body at a time.
Okay, boys, let's get her out of here. And squeeze.
I'm pretty sure they could have done a better job covering that body up, because it's only in plastic and everyone's going to see it. And it's going to terrify the students.
Give me the creeps. No, that's a different movie. Tom Atkins would have found the killer like in 20 minutes in this movie.
Exactly. See, Tom Atkins could play this guy with the gray hair on the right. Oh, the left, dude. I should say.
I'll be seeing you.
That student is a hard 50.
He's like a hard 65. That's Bubbles' cousin from Trailer Park Boys.
I'm just really thankful none of that blood got all over my clothes. I didn't want my mom to iron them this week. I got ad too. We got ads in time for once. Oh, well, depending on how they finish, of course.
We're in sync so far.
All right. Now, bit of trivia. Most of the guts and gore were actually internal organs of dead animals with real blood taken from the slaughterhouse.
You don't say.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, here's it up. Yeah. Horror director Eli Roth has stated that this is his favorite slasher movie, as we kind of stated before. Let's see. Yep. Let's see here. I'm just trying to find something that's not too spoiler. I'm still not back yet, but I'm probably have another 20 seconds of ads.
I'm at 26:41.
26:41. So I'll keep a lookout for that. Tubi, we love you, but it would be nice if you keep the ads like at the same time if we're watching it at the same time.
Because we're also too lazy to edit the show.
Exactly. I mean, if any one of our listeners out there didn't like us talking about these ads while we're watching it, they would have already said something by now, so...
Nobody listens this far into the show, Beat.
Yes, they fast forward until the movie kicks back into gear.
Yes.
Jeez. And of course, Tubi's just showing another ad for Tubi.
It's self-aware at this point.
Yeah, although one time... My ads are finishing right about... What was your time again?
26:41.
26:41, all right. Okay, back down. Although, okay, one time
I have a theory the killer is someone on this campus.
You don't say. Also, do I look like a British Gregory Peck? We're going to put a lot of students in danger by catching this killer.
Well, all I know is the killer may be someone in this room, or may not be. I don't know. I'm not a very good police officer.
My theory, the police officer is the telephone. I mean, the killer is the telephone. Wow, this dude
fucks.
Yeah, he fucked one. He was supposed to meet up with the woman at the pool, and the reason why he was like, it's like, oh yeah, I was having sex with another woman beforehand. This is a fantasy where the nerds are the legit like leaders of college in terms of like getting women.
It's the reverse of Revenge of the Nerds, so they're the alphas.
So if Revenge of the Nerds, the film, existed in this universe, it'd be Revenge of the Jocks.
Yes.
Right away, rah. Don't worry, I'll track down this killer. If I can take out a grizzly bear, I can take out a chainsaw killer.
The only thing that's most important to me is my puzzles. I mean, the students.
Ignore my subscription to Puzzle Magazine that's on my table as well.
Yeah, that's what we call a red herring.
Yes. What is this other nerd here?
That's his wingman.
He has no reason to be there. I had this feeling I was being dubbed over. Is it obvious?
Are we sure this isn't Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
It probably is. Trey and Matt, the early years.
I don't even have a subplot in this movie.
There's no subplots in this movie. There's only the A plot. A plot, possibly? I'm not sure. Ignore that bottom at the ignore that number at the bottom of the card. That's my sex line number.
Get the fuck out of here.
By the way, where can I buy that sweater you're wearing?
Fucking nerds.
Oh, we're back in the gym.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of thing like about this movie, like and apparently this scene originally the director wanted them all to be naked.
Indeed, but then the lead instructor, who I believe is the woman with the very long white leggings, look at this. She was like, no, that would never happen. It's not practical.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out very soon. Basically, a lot of the trivia about this, the director of this movie sounded like a very pervy guy. I just want more and more nudity in this movie. Okay, girls. We're going to dance like the people in the start of Night Killer.
Now, what was this we were saying about padding the runtime of this movie?
Indeed. Seriously, all the stuff that they used to pad this movie, like, you could cut it out and the movie would be, like, legit 20 minutes.
Fucking Carmen San Diego's the killer.
Indeed.
Or the bad guy from, what, the 5th Police Academy movie?
Indeed. I'm just gonna slowly follow this lady down the steps. And she'll never know.
So did Night Killer steal this, or did they steal this from Night Killer?
This movie came out first, so I'm going to make the assumption that that Night Killer stole a lot from this movie. That, like, is my theory.
The dancing and immediately kills, like, that's literally right out of this movie.
Exactly.
Like, because that was part of the reshoots on Night Killer to add actually more gore.
Yeah, exactly. Oh! I don't think I've ever seen, like, I mean, I don't go to kind of like aerobics classes and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure a lot of the women who go there don't wear outfits like that.
Look at those leather pants.
No.
Are those leather magic or corduroy?
I think that, I don't know. They look like they're corduroyed. And it's all matching, too. He's, like, all brownish clothes. Even his jacket's, like, this light brown. And his shirt is kind of checkered brown.
Hey there, I'm a new character who's old enough to be the killer, so I'm just going to talk to you for a bit, just to maybe...
to be a possible red herring. I mean...
Or do I?
He should have looked at the camera when he said that and broke the fourth wall. So I could talk about how ridiculous your hair is.
And how your cigar's not even lit.
No. Every time that cop has a cigar throughout this whole movie, it is not lit. Hello. Fun fact, the cop and this woman here, they're actually were husband and wife in real life at the time of making this movie.
Crazy.
Look at all the love in his eyes. That's my wife. Aren't you Mary Riggs? Who are you? So...
A tennis champion?
So she's a tennis champion who worked undercover for the police force?
Sure, why not?
The good thing, our last tennis coach was a bit of a perv.
We've already established that this is the same cinematic universe as Night Killer, so fuck it.
Exactly. She needs to change her name from Mary to Melody.
Melody.
Also, do you have a lighter? I need this, you know, actually smoke this cigar.
Nobody's got a lighter in this. You cannot get this cigar. That should have been an actual subplot, like a running gag.
Indeed. Now, honey, I know we wanted to celebrate our wedding anniversary, but I didn't want to do it by starring in Pieces.
Then at the end of the movie, like during the big climax, if there's a fire, he lights it on the fire.
Exactly. Even though I only met him just yesterday. Stop pretending to smoke a cigar when it's not lit, dude. This is like play acting. Like, I would get it if it was a play, but he's legit not even smoking that cigar.
It's something so he can do with his hands. I'm a new character. I'm probably going to get killed soon.
I see that you're the latest one for the body count. Nice to meet you.
Are you prepared to get your tits out? And she's like, maybe.
There's strange rumors going around.
Every university has that.
Exactly. I mean, even just look at Scream 2. I don't know how, like, a university could keep, like, a serial killer, like, undercover, like, serial killings undercover.
There was no social media back then.
That is true. That is very true. So if this movie was remade today, it would pretty much be plastered all over the place.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, let's pad in some time with some sports.
Let's do some. So when I think of slasher movies, I think of tennis.
And she is a tennis master.
Exactly. Who's undercover, by the way. Because obviously.
And she can barely beat this chick.
Exactly.
Who's that guy with the mustache?
I don't know, but his mustache looked like his mustache looks exactly like Kenneth Branagh's in Murder on the Orient Express. It's like twirled and everything.
I could almost do that with mine now.
You should do that, Bat. Yeah. Aw. Damn it, Bat, you do it. We'll make it a Patreon goal.
Yeah, hold on, we haven't made that joke yet. What Patreon goal is it to style my mustache?
I think it'd have to be at least 20 subscribers.
Kirsten says 40.
Okay, 40. All right, we'll make it 40.
Good game. You're horrible.
Of course a tennis champion is going to beat an amateur. It was an unfair game. This dude looks the main dude with the weird hair looks like a low-budget Zach Gallagher. Oh, I think I figured out the connection.
What's the connection?
This character is like the brother of Zach Gallagher's character in Zandali.
There, boom.
There we go. Even though Zach Gallagher was only a cameo, we're still going to count.
Or was it the same character?
Ah, good point. Good point. It could be because Zandali only came out like 9 years after this movie, so it's possible. After the events of this movie, he like changed his name and became a completely different character and sold art to Nicolas Cage.
I love how the guy with the mustache, the Italian mobster that walked past, like, could you believe that fucking name? I bet $50 on that game.
Look at the Dean's eyebrows. They're like all like spiky up. Dude, trim your eyebrows. Willard. Willard the gardener.
Release Willie. Does that make him groundskeeper? Wait a minute. Does that make him groundskeeper, Willie?
Yes! Wow.
Wow.
We just blew everyone's mind now. Now, excuse me, Dean, does this color make me look like a Dilophosaurus? Meanwhile, we're just going to do this very long, like, steady cam shot that's just going to fill up the running time.
And 10, and 11, and 12, and 13.
Doo-doo. I think they only do these shots so they can just show off the score, which is basically the same score they keep playing throughout the whole movie.
There's a puzzle in this drawer.
Comment. Yep. Well, what we do know is that the killer lives in a very nice place. Okay. Now I gotta fill in the arms. Well, so far, I've already got a head, a torso. I just need to get some arms now. Doo-doo.
Fucking get the fucking in there, piece.
Stupid pet puzzle. Now, I'm just now very curious to find out if the puzzle I have is actually a life-size version of this or a smaller one.
Is the woman in the poster his mom? In the puzzle his mom?
No, I don't think so, no. Although, I gotta say, though, if this puzzle came out in 1942, I'm pretty sure, you know, the pictures wouldn't look like that. Wouldn't they be more black and white?
Yeah, this movie's like bullshit, Bede.
This movie has no idea what to do with, like, it's the times that it's setting in itself in. Like, even like when the phone was ringing in 1942, that was an 80s phone. That was not.
This movie takes place in the Matrix.
Exactly.
Okay. So no one's really dying in this movie.
Exactly.
And kick and roll. And spready. Another spready.
Oh, I got to work off all that fried chicken I had for dinner.
There you go. There's the tie-in.
Yep. Even though, sadly, there is no fried chicken in this movie.
No, I didn't think we were going to get fried chicken in this movie.
Indeed. Hello, was the shadow out there? I thought that was Alec Baldwin. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah. It's Stephen Baldwin, too.
Yeah, that's all that radio is.
I was going to say.
That's like the smallest boom. The smallest
that's not a radio. That's a Decepticon posing as a radio.
Yes. Uh-oh. Things are starting to get intense.
The leg warmers are coming up.
I better start putting my clothes on right now before I get nude. It's like, yeah, we need to pad out the running time. Let's like legit just watch you put on all your clothes very slowly. Make sure my shoes are on straight. There's obviously no serial killer out there waiting for me.
Oh, gotta turn off the light.
Gotta turn off the lights.
Melody.
Melody. So basically, the killer just walked away around, just go into that section of the room, and he has a smaller chainsaw this time.
He's only at half mast right now.
I won't be surprised the next time we see that chainsaw, it'll be a lot bigger.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be chased by a guy with a small chainsaw.
She doesn't know someone's chasing him at this point.
See, the funny thing is, like, back to Night Killer, remember, like, the Italian title of that movie basically made it seem like it was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3 or something like that. See, this would make sense if this movie was called, say, in Italy or somewhere, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Because there's actual chainsaw in this movie.
But it's under rolls.
You seem like a nice person, even though you're wearing all black, a hat, and then a balaclava, and holding a chainsaw.
Well, she knows who the killer is.
Indeed. So it's definitely someone that she's familiar with.
Let me hide
how he holds the chainsaw, hides it behind his back.
Yeah, because he's not wearing a mask there.
And it's weird though, because when you see him like looking through the window, it's obvious he's like wearing a balaclava.
No! No!
How does he hear that?
She's screaming. How can they hear him? The cops. They're inside an elevator, and somehow this Mark Zucker looking dude and these two cops somehow hold his throat outside.
That far away.
Exactly.
Come on, guys!
It's like, I'm so young, I am obviously not the killer. Although, what we don't realize is that he's a hard 50, this dude here.
He's totally a hard 50.
He's just pretending that he's a college age student. Oh my gosh! Oh.
Second, I just puked, dude.
Fuck. Knowing me, being a pleader in real life, I'm going to be like, I got an ad too. So, being a cleader in real life, I to be honest, I'd be more pissed with the vomit on the floor than I would be with someone's dead body in the elevator.
Like, what would you do? Like, again, because you're a cleaner, what would you do if, like, you walked in and that's what you have to clean up? You're like, fuck no?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, if it's vomit, it would be classified as human waste, but also toxic material. So, I'm back.
Of course, I'm not.
So I'm at 46-13. So yeah, it would be classified as, like, toxic material. So I'd have to, like...
I'm back.
Okay. I'm at 46-13.
Yep.
Okay. Right in sync, because I can see it in the video in the corner.
Oh, and Marcy, wherever you are, we're halfway through the movie.
Okay, guys, we gotta just take one piece of our body at a time.
That John Ritter looking motherfucker carrying the gurney.
Somehow,
how is she still alive?
She would have lost a lot of blood. Like, I mean, I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure if you had both your arms cut off, you would lose at least a few liters of blood.
See, that guy looks like John Ritter. It's Italian John Ritter.
It's Italian John Ritter. Or Spanish John Ritter. He'd be Senor John Ritter. No, he'd be Senor Juan Ritter. Did I arrive too late for my own murder?
Did I come too late on when I came to look at the body? Mm-hmm.
I was upstairs in the library working on a puzzle. So many suspects everywhere.
Did something happened.
And I arrived too late, and it's a thunderstorm outside. There's a lot of bad acting everywhere, sir. It's horrible.
I meant to call you. Your puzzle came in.
Also, do you have a fucking lighter? I needed to smoke this cigar.
I've had this for 15 years. And I haven't been able to light this thing yet.
Maybe he's one of those guys who, like, one of those people who used to be a smoker, but he carries around, like, a cigarette or a cigar. It's like a coping thing rather than lighting it.
Hey, Bluto's back.
Ludo's back.
I would have popped if he's like the hero of this movie. If the movie's just about him trying to find the killer.
Exactly. I'm going to find out who Bluto is, because I'm curious. I need to find out who the actor's name is. Suspect. All the suspects together. This movie is legit, like, just gory.
Who's this chick?
I don't know. And Mark Zuckerberg here is already like betting her. Yeah, this movie was written by a nerd who was fulfilling their own fantasy.
Oh, we got a banana in the tailpipe right there.
Whoa! There's a dick on screen.
Whoa, Marcy missed that.
It's very rare. I mean, we get a lot of boobs and ass, and sometimes we'll get a bit of vagina in this commentaries as well, but a dude's dick, that's very rare for these commentaries.
Yikes.
Okay, the actor who plays the groundskeeper Willie, look where the pot plant is just like legit right in front of his crotch, trying to hide his dick, and it's like, dude, we already saw it, and there's a poster of Friday the 13th on the wall back there. But the actor who plays there's someone in the bushes.
Russell.
It's that cow from Masters of the Universe. Yes, it's this hallway is dark. It's dang. It's creepy. I better walk down it. Nothing creepy around here.
You know, we should have waited at least 3 weeks to do the Masters of the Universe commentary, because I would have had like an hour and a half just with the Kevin Smith jokes.
I know. very creepy. I got my chainsaw nice and clean. Oh, wait, that's a different chainsaw. Oh, well,
he must have where's he getting all these chains? Well, we knew the first one was Bluto's, right?
Yeah.
Sneak, sneak, sneak.
Sneak, sneak. Oh.
Go this way.
Look this way. Oh my gosh, I'm being chased by a jogger. Look at the flashlight she's got. Looks like a taser.
Whoa! Kung Fu! Who's this fucking guy?
Resemble a lot of Bruce Lee movie. Hi-ya! Don't hit me, I'm not Cliff Booth. Well, he went down pretty quickly, and she barely did anything.
What the fuck?
Don't mind me, I had to put on my clothes and go ride my bike to save you.
My kung fu professor?
Dude, you attacked a woman.
On my way out of this movie.
And that is the first and last time we ever see that guy in this movie.
Are you serious?
Indeed. And a bit of trivia about that scene, because I was waiting for that character to pop up. The reason why that guy that was in this movie, the Kung Fu Professor, is because producer Dick Randall, who produced this movie, was simultaneously making kung fu films in Rome. Producer Dick Randall was simultaneously making kung fu movies in Rome. A cameo for Bruce Lee Imitator. Bruce Lee with one E was written into this film, even though the scene makes no sense in the context of the rest of the film.
None.
So. So pretty much the producer of this movie was making a Bruceploitation film in Rome and had this other actor who goes by Bruce Lee. And it's like, oh, come and do this small little part in this slasher movie, which makes no sense. Hence why this movie is considered a cult classic. Because things just happen for no reason. I'm serious, like this killer is just hiding in the bushes, making so much noise. He's not doing a good job of being stealthy.
Not one bit.
Mm. But what I was saying before, I found out who the actor who played Bluto in Popeye and Groundskeeper Willie in this film. His name is Paul L. Smith. That's the actor's name. And it's such a coincidence that all these characters just happen to be in the same area at this exact same time. Very suggestive of the shadow with the chainsaw coming out first. Ah, finally, I can play some pool in the dark. My favorite thing is when someone, like, in a movie like this, they get into a room, they turn on a light, even though, like, the room basically is already lit, even though it's meant to be dark.
Yeah.
Hmm. The point of that Kung Fu Professor scene is around here somewhere. Hmm. I have a feeling this reporter might get killed soon.
Justin.
And there's a random chainsaw there?
That was Bluto's chainsaw. Yeah. Which would technically be in police custody right now.
The killer's there. He was in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
But how did he get in there? He was outside before.
Magic.
As Marcy would if Marcy was here right now, she would say, a wizard did it. Ah, yes, a waterbed, which kind of ties back to what one of the characters was saying earlier in the film. Oh my gosh, I'm locked in this room with a waterbed.
Would you stab you?
My chainsaw wasn't working, so I'm using a knife instead.
It's cold. I've decided to put my balaclava on.
Ah! I didn't like your story that you wrote last week.
And fuck this waterbed.
Technically, he wanted to stab the waterbed, but she was in the way.
Pretty much.
Because fuck that waterbed. Slow motion stabbing. Directed by Zack Snyder. Get out of the way. I'm trying to kill this waterbed.
Okay, fine then.
Oh. Went straight through the back of the head, but if you look very closely, when he did the stabbing motion at the back of her head, the knife actually bent. All right, off this waterbed, lady.
Is she supposed to be pretending she's a college student?
Well, she's meant to be pretending that she's like a like the tennis professor, pretty much, like a tennis coach, like for the university.
And this guy pretty much just fucks everybody.
This dude really wants to have sex with her too. But apparently, trivia about this scene. let's see, where is it? I have to look this up. Sorry, dude. Even though there's a serial killer around, I figured I'd just scare you anyway.
The fuck was that?
I know. Well, from what I read, like, originally, the tennis coach and Mark Zuckerberg, or Kendall was his name in the film, Mary and Kendall, I should say, they were originally meant to have sex, but then the actress was like, no. Wouldn't make sense. So they pretty much nixed that idea. I'm surprised whoever this killer is, they somehow managed. It would have been, might be a bit suspicious. It's like, you know what? Sort of calling up, like getting their room, like their office or room together. It's like, I want to have a giant fridge
in my house.
Exactly. Not suspicious at all. Oh, well, hopefully one day I'll be a good tennis player. Even when she's playing by herself, she's a bad tennis player.
One, two, all done.
That's my favorite song.
Yeah, I agree. This movie's bullshit.
Damn it, how am I supposed to play even worse with that music? Oh, well, might as well go for a shower. Dude. And leave the key in the door. Gratuitous shower scene, I should say.
Oh my god, this movie should have been under our Booby Fair shows.
I'm thinking so. This should be Booby Fair.
Booby Fair?
I mean, I know she's by herself, but I'm pretty sure even if you go in the shower block, you wouldn't, like, leave it open for everyone to see you.
No. Well, it's how it is in Italy.
It must be a European thing.
Mm.
We're not shy about showing nudity. Girl sees that it's Michael Myers. It's like, oops, wrong movie.
Like, he gives a fuck about tennis.
The only reason he wants to kill her because she's just a bad tennis player. It's making the school look bad. You won't notice me now. It's you, who I don't know. Or at least the audience doesn't know, but I know you. I didn't have time to put my top on. I better run.
So if he can hear that other chick get killed in the elevator from 50 feet away, how come he can't hear her yet?
I honestly think that he's just ignoring her. It's like, oh, that bad tennis player is about to be killed. Who cares? Don't tell me there's so many bad tennis matches I need to do. Whoa! That would have been terrifying.
Did she have to pee herself?
Apparently that was legal.
Oh, really?
I was looking up trivia before. Apparently, like, the actress, when the chainsaw got so close up, she was legit that scared she actually legit peed herself. And the director's like, I like it. Let's keep it in the movie.
Ew.
Oh, let's give off more of the exploitation vibe of this whole film.
Here comes Bluto.
All right. Oh, better go back in. I don't want them to realize that I may or may not be the killer. I wanted them to play the Popeye theme, but they wouldn't do it.
You should have a whole subplot. Like, he's a different serial killer. He's not this killer, but he is a killer. He's just a different killer.
Exactly. There's like five different killers in this movie. Personally, I prefer to be called Groundskeeper Willie, but that's beside the point. See, that's why they couldn't hear the girl because of the music, which I screamed bullshit on.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, you hear a scream now, when the woman is already dead. For like the last 10 minutes. Follow me and I'll let you star in Popeye.
I am at a yam. I think that movie's on Tubi, isn't it?
I'm not sure. We'd have to look it up after this podcast. Don't touch it.
Oh, okay, so maybe that's why they didn't hear her screaming, was this the music.
But they just legit just said, like, oh, did I just hear a woman screaming? And the woman had already been dead. So they're a bit delayed. And he just tampered with evidence. Oh, maybe deliberately?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I don't think he was the killer because he was under arrest when that one murder happened.
That is true. But the movie's going out of its way to, like, make him still a possible suspect.
He's got that shifty face.
I waited for the other I came out this door even though I went through the other way.
I didn't get a chance to sleep with her yet.
And he tampered with evidence too. Whoa!
Oh.
Half a body's gone. And here comes
And there's no dripping all over the place.
Nope. And here comes the famous line throughout the whole movie. Is this and the most famous bit of acting? Here it
Bastard!
Comes. Bastard! Bastard! Wait for it. Bastard!
And speaking of bastards.
I'm still going, so I better pause. So I'm at an hour, 4 minutes, and 48 seconds. Okay. So let me know when you're at the four minute and 48 second mark.
I'll do.
Yes, that's actually legit, but probably the most famous part of. I mean, there's a lot of famous parts of this film, but that's definitely the most famous, like, you know, memeable part is her just going, "Bastard! Bastard!" Because there's a lot of brilliant acting in this movie. It is Oscar-worthy, some of these performances. Jeez.
And I'm back. Okay. So 45, 46, 47, and 48.
Yep. Good thing is, though, that even though she was chopped in half, she's still alive. That poor girl's going to go through life without legs.
Yeah, but at least she'll be able to buy everything half off.
I don't afford that, though. Does he have a lighter? Why won't anyone get me a lighter? All I want to do is smoke. Smoke, smoke, smoke! Why are you depriving me of this?
Oh, sorry. There's some secondhand.
I know, Lieutenant.
The book says, give me a light.
Hell with the book and hell with the script, too, because it doesn't make any sense.
My wife's not sleeping with that kid.
Damn it. Why couldn't I start in Grizzly 2?
Oh, his mom's shoes.
I sort of think, like, with him putting this sort of making a human puzzle, he's basically, I guess, remaking his mum or bringing his mum back to life. Even though I've seen this movie before, that's the impression I'm getting.
Oh, the shoes don't fit. You must have quit.
Ah, so that means he's going to have to find another body instead. Damn it. Not only was that woman a bad tennis player, her feet couldn't even get into those shoes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Professor Brown, but I prefer to be called Doc Brown. I mean, I could be the killer, but that's beside the point.
I'm just a creep.
Even if I wasn't the killer, I'm just like a weird creepy dude. Wait, what? I prefer them when they're skeletal.
Meh. They should have got more of like a Vincent Price type to play this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe that's what he was going with the mustache.
I would be surprised. The thing is about his mustache, though, it doesn't even... It looks more like... You know, like when you drink chocolate milk and it leaves a bit of a, like a... a mustache type of thing on the top of your lip. That's what it looks like. Doesn't look like a real mustache at all.
Looks like he's got spray on hair too.
Yeah. That nobody else knows about. Now, excuse me, I'm about to go off and do some more dubbing on my voice.
Jump scare!
This is the weirdest prequel to The Social Network. Excuse me. I'm off to go bag some more co-heads. Co-eds. Whoops. He must feel very sad that he still can't try to have sex with the tennis coach. Now tell me, young man, do I look like Leslie Nielsen?
No, you look like the guy at Battlestar Galactica. Edwin James Olmos, no, the old show.
Read through those files and tell me which eyebrows I should get next.
Well, there's a lot of files here.
What is this kid helping out the police?
Are we sure that's not Tim Thomerson?
It could be Tim Thomerson. That would make a lot of sense. If Tim Thomerson was playing that character, after this movie, he just went off to space and became, like, Doll Man.
If they remake this movie, then Tim Thomerson has to be that guy.
Exactly.
Especially as old and grizzled as he is right now.
Exactly. It's like elevator music. Do-do-do-do.
Quit padding at the runtime. Get on with it. Open the friggin' door.
Actually, the funny thing is, there's actually two versions of this movie. There's the Spanish version, which is actually 5 minutes longer.
Oh, God.
So I can only imagine. And I actually watched a little bit of it the other night just to see how it compares. And it's even more obvious, like, even the Spanish was just dubbed over as well.
Is there more boobs?
I don't know. Like, I only watched the opening scene because I was curious. But from what I gather, from the information I've read about the longer version, I think it has a bit more gore and a bit more nudity as well. Okay. And maybe just more stuff to pad out the running time. I'm not sure. Would you like something with puzzles in it? Look at the picture of the dog up on the wall. I love all your paintings. Oh, they're actually puzzles I put up on the wall. Excuse me, I'm going to go to 10 with my dead bodies. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Sugar? Or maybe an arm or a leg?
Rufy?
Leg all the tennis.
Wait, he is the killer!
Indeed, he is the killer.
And that's how they reveal? That's the reveal? What the?
Yeah. Indeed.
That's... What the fuck? Come on, so, man. There's no money shot.
Yeah, there's basically no, like, scene of him where it's, like, a big shocking reveal where he goes into a monologue about why he's doing it. It's like, oh, how you know he's a killer? Oh, he's just slightly putting something into her drink to drug her.
Wow. Okay.
And I suppose, like, thinking, like, you're caught off guard because he's got a British accent, and the kid at the beginning has an American accent. So it throws you off guard.
Oh my God, this movie.
I was very obviously trying to make sure I wasn't the killer, but I did a bad job of it. If your coffee tastes like roofies, I apologize.
It's okay, I had dinner with Bill Cosby earlier.
Ew.
He does like tennis.
Oh, jeez. Who is not the killer anymore? Well, first of all, his problem is he has a very ugly mustache. And he has a wardrobe that would make even Nicolas Cage blush.
Yeah, he's like straight out of the Bill Cosby playbook.
She only had like two sips and she's like, yeah, I want some more coffee. She must have been really thirsty. She has a ring on a wedding finger.
But seriously, who drinks that instant shit?
Of course he'd be instant. Of course he's a serial killer. He makes instant coffee.
A little bit more roofie.
I better put more because she's still very much awake.
These damn tennis players with their
Wait a second. Wendy's. It's Wendy's. Now, does Wendy's make fried chicken?
Yes, they do. They have fried chicken sandwiches. There's our link.
Yes, we got chicken. It. We got fried chicken. Okay, there's no actual like sandwich there, but we're just gonna say it is.
We're calling it a fried chicken sandwich.
Exactly. We're calling it fried chicken is in this movie.
Yes.
The fried chicken running trend in these movies continues.
Fried chicken is the thread, connecting thread of the 2B cinematic universe.
Exactly. Just like Big Apple, Red Apple Cigarettes is in all Quentin Tarantino's movies. I wonder if, like, Wendy's regrets having product placement in a film called Pieces where people die.
I'm just impressed Wendy's is in Italy.
I know.
In the 19th.
This film was shot in America, made by Spanish filmmakers. So,
I don't think this was shot in America.
I'm not sure. Maybe it might have a mixture because it's. I don't know. Look it up so we can just find out for sure in case we're talking out of our asses. But I'm just, like, legit, like, surprised Wendy's put product placement in this movie.
A co-production between Spain, the United States, and Puerto Rico. Pieces was filmed largely in Boston, Massachusetts area. Okay, you're right.
Yeah. But I can imagine a lot of the crew were Spanish, though. It's kind of like Troll 2. Troll 2 was made by Italian filmmakers, but it was shot in America.
So they figured it out.
Yeah. All right, we'll grab some more Wendy's along the way.
I want a Frosty this time.
Oh, yes, here you go. Here's your fourth bit of coffee. I like how he goes in the kitchen to make coffee, even though he's got a pot of coffee right there. But I suppose, yeah, he has to go in there and pretend to put all the little bits and pieces
in. He just outed him. Oh, yeah, he's gay. But as long as he does anything wrong, it's okay with me.
We're a very progressive school here. I make big puzzles. After 10 cups of coffee, now she's starting to feel the effects.
It's because it's decaffeinated.
Oh, no. It's going to be awkward when we find out he's not actually the killer. He's just actually a creep.
This is where we need freaking Pluto to burst in and save the day.
Exactly. Oh, I'm out like a light. My acting is getting worse.
Your feet.
Yes, your feet will be perfect.
What is it? Is it light? No, I don't want to see it.
And that cigar is still not lit. Why do I get the feeling the cigar wasn't in the script, but the actor just brought it to the set as an acting choice?
Yep.
That's another thing I love about slasher movies. Once the killer's actually revealed, like if it's a whodunit type of slasher film, basically the killer basically it loses the plot after that. He's like pretty much like they're in full control of everything they're doing, but once they get caught out, it's like, like they start messing up and everything.
Yep.
Hurry up. Hurry up, Lieutenant. I need to get inside and have sex with the teacher.
Before she gets her feet cut off. And even then, maybe.
I got my big butcher knife. Ah, that thing's made out of plastic. Lens flare. With that amount of lens flare, J.J. Abrams was masturbating to that shot.
Mm-hmm.
Very slowly go up the stairs, guys.
None of the police officers come in with them, just the two.
Yep. No SWAT, nothing. Okay, I'll do the complete opposite of what you say. Hello, we got flowers.
I love it. Get the fuck out of the way. I love that.
There better not be any serial killers in here. Oh, we got here in time. Her legs are still intact. I better hide behind the curtain.
They'll never see me back here.
He's like, I find it, out of all the places he could hide, he hides behind the fucking curtain.
Especially when he probably has a secret compartment in the room, right?
Indeed. Well, he's got to have his fridge somewhere. He couldn't, like, have it in his apartment where everyone could see it.
Over there, look.
You dumbass, look over where I'm looking.
Oh, this guy's the worst.
Okay, Mary, we'll get out of here and we'll go finally have sex. And that way I've had sex with nearly everyone on campus.
And some of the men.
And Bluto is going to be my big conquest. Oh.
She fell hard.
Drops it to the floor. Okay, Dean, I know I got a C on my last exam, but this is ridiculous. The Dean's not trying to kill him because he's the killer. He just doesn't like him.
Where did the cops go?
They should have been there. What is going on? Hold still. I'm trying to cut you.
Boom. Look at that shot.
Oh, headshot. And he out. He gone.
Oh, look, there's Judge Reinhold from Zandley.
Because remember Judge Reinhold? Never mind. That was a completely different character. Well, kid, it looks like you're gonna be a multi-billionaire afterwards. After all, sorry. If you find puzzles, destroy them.
Just burn them.
It's okay, honey. You and I will star in a better horror movie than this. Oh, now they have something to cover over a dead body. They ran out of plastic bags, so they have to, like, use, like, a blanket. That's okay, Mary. We can still have sex.
I'm not going to sleep with you, kid.
Just gonna pee in the corner. My mom has this box too. That is not the same puzzle with the box in the wide shot. Look.
No, that isn't.
It's not the same puzzle.
Whoa. That was a different head from that was hanging there.
Even after that traumatic experience where a dead body with multiple parts attached to it is probably thinking like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, now remember, we got to take each piece of the body out one by one. Let's get you out of here, kid. Sir, could you leave the room? I want to be alone with the body right now.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Well,
oh my god. Wow. Okay, that was an ending.
Well, he won't be able to have sex anymore.
No.
And that was
that was Pieces.
Pieces. Now Batch, what did you think of Pieces? Seeing that this is your first one.
I'm gonna make you pay for that one.
Well, you'll have to wait for 2 weeks because we're not done with any of my picks. The next episode, of course, is going to be the Patreon picks episode. And what is terrifying, though, is for the four films for that one, I picked all four films. And so whatever wins that poll, we're going to be doing for the next show. And these are four films I've never seen before, so I'm going to be just as equally as terrified as you and Marcy are while watching this film, because I have no idea what these movies are going to be like. So I am scared, as Marcy would say. So, but yes, yeah, that makes a wrap on this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. We hope all of our listeners enjoyed it. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, and the Pop4D network. You can also follow us on our TikTok at BatchPop4D, as well as the rest of our socials.
Awesome. And for all those out there who want to follow me personally, you can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeJamine, on my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleOzzy. And, of course, you can find our co-host, Super Marcy, on Twitter at twitter.com/SuperMarcy. But in terms of everything Super Network related, you can follow the Super Network on Twitter at twitter.com/SM_SuperNetwork. And you could also find this on every you can find the To Be Tuesdays podcast and all our other podcasts on the Super Network over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addicts, and iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Deezer, and Pocket Casts. And also you can follow us at our website at www.supermarcy.com, where you can find all of our reviews, columns, and whatnot, and as well as all of our episodes of the To Be Tuesday. Of the To Be Tuesdays. You can also follow us on Instagram at instagram.com/the.super.network. Also, you can follow us on TikTok at tiktok.com/@thesupernetwork. And also, you can find all of our To Be Tuesdays merch over at Redbubble at redbubble.com/shop/AP/67862923. And of course, if you like to send an email to the Super Network, you can send all emails to the Super Network sm@gmail.com. Send all your hate mail to me. And of course, if you follow us, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. And also from there, you can find the Super Network group at as well. So all you have to do is send an invite and we'll let you into the group. And so that is everything. Oh, also don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and where you can actually, if you subscribe as a subscriber, you'll be able to listen to episodes of the To Be Tuesdays 48 hours before they officially drop everywhere, and also you'll get exclusive video versions of the episodes as well. So yep, that's a wrap on this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it. Look out for our Patreon picks episode next week, and we'll see you all then. See everybody. Bye.
Have you heard the latest? They've just installed a waterbed in the training room.
Have you ever been laid on a waterbed?
The most beautiful thing in the world is smoking pot and fucking on a waterbed at the same time.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.